Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Everybody, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast, all over the internet. I mean, I started off as StarsCast, and one place I started off is Natalie, America Online. But anyways, everybody should know who I am. Just look up Natalie on the internet. I'm going to come up somewhere. But anyways, I have an awesome guest. We've already talked. It's like talking to myself. She's so much like me. The energy is just the same. I mean, we're excited. You know how I get. Everybody knows how Natalie gets on the air. But anyways, I want to talk to you a little bit about the sites. Okay, the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. We're working on doing a flip magazine, and I'll probably launch it on January 1st because the magazine will be 25 years old. Yes, I know. That's a long time, isn't it? But if you knew how it started like nothing. I had to beg people for articles, believe it or not. Please send me something, please, you know, and then I would put it in. But I had to do all the code myself. Then I met my webmaster, Tony, and it changed everything because I have an editor. I have access to everything now, and the publicists and people all over the world. I was just telling my guests, today is the 299th show, so next week is going to be number 300. I've been on the air. That's a long time. I missed some weeks here and there, so it probably would have been longer, but, you know, I take breaks here and there because I do so many things, and you can tell how I'm talking. I have so much to tell you. But anyway, mysticlivingtoday.com. Go there. You can send me articles, excerpts from your books. I have a gal who will do reviews. I take poetry. You know, and the articles don't have to be, like, you know, mystical. They can be anything. I mean, really, as long as it's in good taste, I'll put it in. It could be self-help. I have a lady, her name is Shanta Gabriel. She does messages from Archangel Gabriel and Michael and some of the others, and we'll do things in there for her. And so it's, you know, sometimes it is of a high elevation, but you're amongst a great group. You really are. All of these people that are in my magazine, I know personally. I've had them on my show. So, you know, I can vouch for all of them. So you'd be in great, great hands with everybody, really, and especially me. Now, StarsWithAZPsychics.com. Well, you know, I'm up against the big guys with a lot of money. So I decided to diversify and go different ways, different avenues, because, you know, you can't compete like with Ford Motor Company and General Motors if you are a little tiny car company. So you have to go and do something else. Bring recognition through something else. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm using the magazine, and then we just launched our Etsy shop, Stars Psychics Etsy. You can go to starspsychics.etsy.com. There's a blog post that I just put in today that has the link there. Go check out. We have all kinds of stuff there, and it's from a lot of my readers. I mean, it's only my readers so far. Eventually, I think maybe I'll put in some things from the magazine because I want it to be where it encompasses a lot of talent, you know, not just focused on tarot card readings or crystal ball readings. And soon, I have to tell you this, I will have the registered mark for Star Psychics, Your Future Awaits. I will own those words and my logo. And I'm excited because I started it back in May of last year, and it's in the final last couple of weeks, and I'll get the certification. And I don't know, it's going to make me feel really good, and then I can get my tarot deck printed but I'm waiting because, you know, I had the TM there for trademark, but now it's going to have the R. So can you imagine if I would have printed all these and that would have been wrong? We don't want to have that. So you know, the divine does guide you with its infinite wisdom. And I thought, nope, not the time to do this. So now another thing, too, is I've got callers here. I see some of you may want readings, and you'll have to wait until I get to you. I have a couple right now who are in line. But first, that's enough of me talking. And I'm not going to tell you anything else about StarPsychics.com because you'll go there and you'll see. My guest today is a renowned medium. She's an energy therapist. She holds a master's in clinical psychology from Pepperdine University. There's a lot of depth to her. Now, I have only talked to her for a few minutes, and I can tell you that there's talk about infinite wisdom. She's got it. There's just a nice feeling when you hear her voice. You're going to say, oh, my God, she sounds so great. But like I told you, it's like talking to myself. It was like I was in the mirror talking to myself because her and I mean, we just started laughing. Oh, my God, this is wonderful. So you see, when you have a guest like this that you hit it off so well, it can only bring good things and great things to the show, you know. So without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest on, and her name is Emmy. Emmy, how are you today?
Hi, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. We have to thank Gail, your publicist,
yes,
and my dear friend. all I did was send her some dates. She says, okay, she wants to do this. I said, okay, well, let me make sure. Oh, okay, she's got it, and I put it in my book. And my book, you know, I have to tell people about this book. It's a mess. It's not really a mess, but it's got notes everywhere, phone numbers everywhere. Don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. And sometimes I think to myself, I'm very, very blessed that I have all of this energy and all of this memory, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing this. But anyways, okay, tell us a little bit about how you started on this path of doing mediumship. Now, were you a little girl? Well, I mean, what happened? How did it happen?
Well, I think I was on the path of becoming a medium before I even knew what a medium was. I think that's more new age, right? So people today understand what it is, even though it's been way in the past. But I have a lot of memories of my pre-mortal life and of being born. And so seeing spirit was part of my earliest memories. But I didn't realize that I could talk to ancestors or on behalf of others, spirits that have crossed over who aren't in the physical world any longer. That came when I was pregnant with my first child. So speaking and seeing spirit was one thing. Doing readings was another. That I didn't know I could do. I just thought I saw spirit to see spirit. So,
exactly. Now, tell us about what it's like to be a medium.
Well, it's interesting. So before you realize you're a medium, spirit visits you because they realize that you can see them. And so they're excited because they want to connect with their loved ones. Right? So
yeah,
they would visit me and I would see my family and I didn't know what to do with it. And so I shut down as a kid because that's a lot. And I didn't have the tools back then to say, okay, you know, this is a lot. I don't know how to tell you I'm not working right now. I don't know what to do with all of you showing up. And of course they're loving energies and they're just like, I know, but you can see me. So it's a practice. It's a learning that there's boundaries, and it's kind of like a job almost, where you're open for business and you're there to support spirit. And then other times you're like, I need to recoup. I need to be present in my own life for my children and my job and myself, and to go inward. And so it can be a lot, but then at the same time, I don't know how I would exist without it. So it's a part of me.
And you know, it's probably, like you said, hard to turn it off. Like, yeah,
yes.
Like, okay, be quiet. I don't want to see you.
Yes.
I have to make dinner. You know?
Kind of, right? They're just like,
shut up. You're talking too much.
Or when you're
it is a blessing. And people have to understand that, Emmy. It is a blessing, but sometimes it can be really tough. I mean, you're a regular person. You have other needs. You know, you want to be in your car. You want to go to the movies. And then there's something standing in front of you. Well, I have something to say. Well, I don't want you to say it right now. I'm looking at the screen, you know. It really is difficult. See, like for me, I'm not a medium. What happens for me is I hear, I'm clairaudient, but I don't hear all the time. I'll get a phone ring, and it's not my phone ringing. The first time I woke up with it because I thought, oh, somebody's calling, but nobody was there, and I dialed the last number, and it was my son who had called the night before. So I knew right then this is in the etheric. This is not anybody that's calling me physically. Well, hear those. Sometimes I'll hear 1 and 2 and 3 rings, and sometimes they'll be really loud, really loud, that I sit up. Like, oh, my God, you know. Or now the last couple of times I heard a slam on the desk, like, pay attention.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, you know, a big slam, boom. You know, and it's like somebody slamming on a desk. And so when I got up.
What do you do with that information?
Well, you have to interpret it yourself. I mean, I could ask everybody that I know that does things like this, but for me, I think it meant pay attention. You need to pay attention. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean it's really good. Just be alert and see and hear everything. Don't miss anything. Just pay attention.
Interesting.
Because I think it's known that I'll make good decisions. I don't go flying off the deep end. I don't do those kinds of things, you know, like, oh, God, what is it? No, I don't do that. Now, I'm really good at doing my readings that I do with my astrology. That's how I got started. However, I have found, years ago, many, many years ago, however, I have found that I wish I could hear more. I don't have to see with my eyes because I believe anyhow.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, somebody needs a jolt and they have to see a spirit. I mean, you know, I have dreams that are really important, really important. And I'm sure our listeners have also, like, my husband passed away 12 years ago. Well, one of my dreams was, and he wasn't very nice. But anyways, we were at a threshold of a doorway now. You'll know what this is. It's a threshold. He's on one side. I'm on the other.
Yes.
He went over with his arms and grabbed me. He said, I'm sorry.
Aww.
Now, I had a medium. She's since passed. She told me. She said, well, to me, you have to have permission to do that. You can't cross over like that.
No.
You cannot do that. But for some reason, it's been weighing on him for a really long time, and he got permission to let you know that he's sorry. I mean, I can know it anyways, you know.
Yes.
But to have that happen. Now, you see, those kind of dreams are nice. I like to have those. But I don't always get dreams that make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, some of them are, and I've been dreaming a lot. But anyways, that's enough about me. So when you do a medium reading, like my guests are probably going to call with a question. I don't have any idea. I didn't ask them. There's quite a few here, and some of them I've not talked to, but we'll go through them. I mean, I'm used to having a lot of people calling in. When I have somebody of your caliber on, if it's an author, not always, but, you know, they're always interested in, they want to know, you know. So, okay, say I called in and said, okay, is there a message from so-and-so? Do you get messages like that? Can they ask you that?
So a lot of people, they I think that's the hardest part about being a medium is that realistically you're just a channel, right? So all we do is support the spirit that wants to come forward. And the way that I see it is sometimes people will have a line of ancestors and guides, and it's almost like the strongest energy wins, or they have a respect for one another. Oftentimes, like, a parent will lose a child, and I will notice that spirit will step to the side to let the child go first because it's the most pressing message for mom or dad, right?
So
sometimes we as humans have our needs, but spirit always knows best. They are going to give us the messages that are going to bring us what we need to move forward in the best way possible. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But oftentimes the message, I can always say, is what we need. And spirit has a great way of knowing what we need. So I'm happy to always say, yes, let's look into it and see if somebody steps forward for you. We kind of go into the crowd and say, okay, so-and-so here. But yeah.
Okay. Now, you also have a website, and I want to mention that. It's called the Ascension Institute. So it's T-H-E-A-S-E-N-S-I-O-N Institute, I-N-S-T-I-T-U-T-E.com. There you can book a reading with her. And, you know, this, of course, today is free, and she's giving of her time. So
yes,
for the callers, you know, kind of stick to maybe one question because I have one, two, three, four. I've got five of you waiting. Some of you I've already talked to, and you're in the queue. If you're not in the queue, don't worry about it. If I don't have a number by your name, don't worry. I'll get to you. We'll get to you somehow. So I have three of them that I have their names. The other one did not answer, and the last one I didn't. You and I were talking, so I didn't get a chance to connect with that person. But, you know, yours truly, I will. And anyways, so you want to start with some guests? You want to tell me what you get for me? You want to show what you can do? You can whatever. What do you want to do? How you want to do this?
This is your show.
I'm happy
to start with a life path for you, and then we can go into everybody else.
Okay.
But I don't want to waste the time. So interestingly,
you're not wasting time. I have 90 minutes, honey. So we're not going anywhere. Okay. All right, so do I have to ask you a question? Well, you know what my question is. We were talking about that. My question is, and it's really business for me. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll get something else. Sometimes I think, too, something will come forth that's of the utmost importance that person needs to know rather than what they're asking.
Right.
Right?
But so the question is interesting. So I'm going to do what I always do when I start a reading, which is just to ask you permission. So I just need, even though I know your name, your first name, last initial, just go ahead and give that to me. It's how I start every reading.
Okay. Natalie, and the letter is S, like in Sam.
Okay, perfect. Natalie S. Do you give me today permission to peek at your energy, to look at what's going on with your life path, to talk to any guides, spirits, ancestors, or anyone else in your field who wants to bring you a loving message that can grow you for your greatest good? If you agree, just say yes.
Yes.
Perfect. So now I can look around in your life path energy, and you gave me permission, and I'm not mucking around in your stuff without permission.
So right. No.
Go ahead and give me your great question.
Well, I mean, you already told me before that I have a creative path ahead of me, but basically, I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to other avenues because the big thing is, you know, I have a lot of people that work for me, and I'm not coming off as a martyr, but I really care about them. They log on every day, and some of them are not making any money. My desire is to make sure that all of them are busy so that one day they'll call, Natalie, we got to stop this. I got to get off. There's too many. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
I mean, and I know everything is tough. I made things cost effective. Everything is right. And sometimes it's a matter, Emmy, of just waiting it out. I know that too.
Right.
So whatever guidance you can give me with that, and if some spirit comes forth and says, "You got to tell her this because she needs to know this." I don't know. It can be love. There's no love in my life. Well, I do care for someone. That's a long story. Yeah, but anyway.
I'm gonna put that to the side.
Yep. Throw that to the side. That's on the side column there. Sidebar.
Yeah,
we call it the sidebar. Okay. So what are you getting for me?
Okay, so first and foremost, when you started to talk about your endeavors, I wanted to say that you are blessed, that your life path has always been blessed, but that you're embarking on a new way of being. And it is not a new way of being as far as changing the medium of your magazine. So you were talking about, you know, switching it to this.
Mm-hmm.
God, source, creator, the universe, whoever you honor, is asking you to put down everything and to embark on this new endeavor from an energetic perspective. You have a high vibrational account based on the love that you've exchanged with others. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, because everybody says, you know, you're just such a softy. You do everything. Anybody asks you for something, you do it. And you know, I've been like this all my life, even as a little girl.
So what Spirit is saying to you is that what's not transcribing is that it isn't being turned into financial abundance. It's not showing up in your reality as something tangible quite yet. So
yes,
you have all of this energetic giving. You have all of these people who are loyal to you and your beliefs and your and all of these creative endeavors, but they're all to help others. And God Source is saying, I am so proud of you. This is your time.
Mm-hmm.
But what is standing in the way of that is I think you have a really clear, like, path, life path for you on how you're going to get there. And God is asking you specifically to let the big, the idea that you're fighting big people go, because he goes, I am in your court. And that's
right,
what they don't have.
Right. And,
so, and
you know, Emmy, I was so upset because I didn't think, I really didn't know what was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, I sit outside a lot, all of a sudden, and people need, that are listening need to hear this, all of a sudden I sat there and I talked out loud. My neighbors would have heard me. They would have thought I was nuts. But I said, okay, you need to show me the way. I'm giving this all to you because I can't get stressed about what I cannot change. If it's stopping somebody from crossing the street in front of a car, I'll do it. I'll stop them. I'll stop the car, I'll stop them. But this other stuff is like, it's something out there that's a blob. It's like a big blob. And
yeah,
I'm in it for the right reason. They are not. So I thought, when I was talking out loud, I said, so I know you're going to see this. You're going to see my purpose. You're going to see why I do this. It's not for the money. Not at all. It's bringing good to the world. That's what
yes,
my job has been all along.
Yes.
So I started doing that, and I got rid of some people that were stressing me. And so far, so good. I mean, I wake up feeling energetic, and another person came in to help. And, it's good. So I'm doing the right thing. I am doing that.
You are doing the right thing. You are on the right life path. I kept writing down, so I always – I channel right, and so I just kept writing upgrades, he knows, and I was like, can I have some clarity on that? So you're receiving upgrades to the way that you receive your own personal messages. So you're receiving upgrades to your inner intuition, and so that's why God's Source and your guides are pushing you to slow, because they want to be able to work in tandem with you infinitely on your new endeavors. And they're like, we are going to be at the center of all of this for you and for others, and that your real, while the others have big money, we're just going to call them the others, the big blobs. We're going to call them, they have money. You have an energetic bank of wealth in the people that love and support you. And that there is within that your answer to how this is going to grow for you exponentially. There's a couple gold treasures in humans that are in your network that maybe you haven't quite thought about, and that will be brought to you specifically in February. So I wrote down February. There's going to be, while you kind of launch this new thing, there's going to be two or three new humans that are going to come into your life that are aligned with you. But in the meantime, what God is working on with you is he's upgrading your intuition, because you're going to need lots of new intuition. He's challenging you to approach everything differently. And the only way to understand that is to receive your messages differently. And so he specifically said, if you could start every morning, make it a practice, choose a specific amount of days. We're going to call it like your fast day, for instance. You're just going to write, I am whatever you want to see. Like, I am infinitely successful as a whatever. I am incredibly happy with the soul tribe I'm surrounded by. I am, and just pick five. And just start your morning off like that, and you're going to see that your spiritual gifts are going to quantum jump. He's like, I just feel the excitement from your guides. And they're like, she has no idea. She has a plan and it is so much, it is so much better. She's not going to know herself the same time next year. By December of next year, you will have a completely different life and outlook on yourself and your business.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
wonderful.
Make great plans.
So is there going to be any love in my life? No time. I'm going
to
be too busy.
You need to make peace with your boy. You need to make peace with your husband.
Oh, I have. I have forgiven him. I mean, you know, I have his picture in the house, and I talk to him, and, you know, I know. He wants me to be happy. I know that, you know. But
can we do a 30-second energy clearing from him? Because he delivered his message. But what I still see with you, and this is kind of sad, is that subconsciously, he created a subconscious tape of lack. So he must have not supported you or made you feel great in a specific area in your life or in lots of ways. And that sort of cut down at your spirit. And your spirit hasn't really healed from that. And so we just want to soften that experience and say, okay, you are ready to move forward, and we don't need that lesson or that experience anymore. Like, it's forgiven. It's done.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So would you be open to that?
Sure.
Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm just going to have you relax. And readers can do this. Listeners can do this too. So this is an infinite healing. Anybody that's ever created maybe a lack can experience this now. So all you do is close your eyes. You're going to imagine a flame at the center of your heart or your being, wherever it feels comfortable for you. I'm going to tap into that, and I'm just going to bring in loving energy. And all we're going to say in our mind is that I forgive myself, and I forgive others, and I let it go. I forgive myself, I forgive others, and I'm going to let it go. And then just sit with that for a minute. And what you're doing is you're giving the universe permission to say, I don't need to operate from this place of lack or self-worth. We want to be everything that we were always meant to be. And those lessons and those experiences we're grateful for, but we're done. And so I'm just pulling it out of your minds because I can see it even in the listeners. There's like some stickiness in people's minds. And that is just heartache, trauma, loss. Experience. Ooh, there's one particular listener. You as well, though. And now your heart, Natalie, is getting brighter. So there's room because this person sees you in a way that you don't even see yourself yet. And so this is exciting.
It is. Okay, well, that's enough about me. That's cool. Yeah, I'll end up talking to you on the phone sometime. But anyways, I want to thank you for all of that. Okay, we're going to go to the first caller. And anybody that's called in and have not connected with me, don't panic. I see you on the dashboard. I will get to you. And if you want to ask Emmy something, that's great. Let's kind of keep it to, how's our time? Oh, it's 1:30, so I still have time. Then you can do that. Okay, I'm going to connect you with Vince. He's number one, the number one caller.
Hi, Emmy.
Okay, Vince, you're live on the air with Emmy.
Hi, Emmy, how are
you?
I've been really down. That's why I called.
Okay.
By the way, your name, Emmy, you should be waiting in Emmy Ward. So.
I'll give her one.
Okay.
What's going on? Vince, right? V-I-N-C-E, is that correct?
Yeah, except I spell it with a Y.
Okay, so go ahead. Before we get into anything, I'm going to do the same for you. I'm going to ask you to give me your first name, last initial, so I can peek at your energy. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's Vince, and my last initial is Z as in zebra.
Z as in zebra. Vince Z, do you give me permission today to peek at your energy, to look at anything that has been going on, to address the weight that is heavy on your heart, and to bring you in peace, so do you choose. That was channeled. Interesting. If you agree, just say yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, go ahead. So what's going on?
Well, I keep going from the last few years, I keep going from one job to another. Sometimes it's my fault, or sometimes I've been accused of doing something that I haven't done. And just recently, I was just laid off because, I was hired as a seasonal. I thought I was going to go full time, but at this point they don't have any openings. I'm a wit's end. I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep making my car payments and my bills and stuff. So I'm just wondering if you see a job coming for me, a really good paying job that I'm going to be there the rest of my life, or what's going on.
Okay. So as I look at your energy and I see what you're talking for, I first want to say that you aren't alone, that you have been guided throughout. And I'm going to bring up things, and if this doesn't resonate with you or you don't necessarily have the same belief as what I'm bringing up, you can just let it go. All I'm doing is delivering the message. But what I see is generational curse. So I don't know if you had family that also struggled or whatever is going on, but this toil that you've been going through is I think you've taken a lot of responsibility for it that hasn't quite been assigned correctly. So the first thing that I see before we get into you having a job is I want to address the here and now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So God, source, universe, who do you honor? Just so I can speak to the right thing. Do you believe in God, the universe, who?
You know, the similar question was posed to people that were calling in a while ago on another show. They were asking people who their superheroes were, and
uh-huh.
everyone was saying either Batman or Superman or, you know, whatever. My answer was the most unique answer. The heroes
okay.
that I admire the most are single mothers or single parents who struggle
Aww.
Every day to do the right thing. To make their lives a little bit better and make the children's lives a little bit better. People who make a difference in the world and give all when they have very little to give. Those are my heroes.
So, Vince, can I ask you a question? Why do
yeah.
you feel that way? Because it has a lot to do with your life path. Why do you
yes,
have empathy for those single parents?
Because I struggled growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my father when I was 13, and I saw my
mm-hmm.
mother trying to raise four of us kids, and she struggled her butt off trying to do the right thing. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, she wasn't always right about a lot of things. And then things fell apart for me and her because she chose religion over me.
Mm-hmm.
And which really hurt. And I'm not a religious person at all. I think it's a bunch of garbage and phony stuff, false prophets with leaders thinking that they can do whatever they want to whoever they want without consequences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's part of my whole thing about that.
Struggle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we try to, I always say, just for listeners that are listening, I always honor everyone's personal path, their own personal relationship with whatever religion or spiritual walk that they have. But what I'm hearing for you is that you just kind of validated what I was trying to say to you in the beginning, which is that you do have some generational trauma, right? So your experience right now of lack, this disconnect and struggle is something that maybe you kind of learned, even if it was subconscious, from your childhood experience. And what I feel is that even if you don't believe in religion, I'm just going to say your higher self, the best version of you looking down on you from the high clouds of wherever, who is connected to this loving source energy, whatever that is, wants to see you happy. And there's a part of you that doesn't believe you ever will be. And so
no.
with your permission today, I'd really like to address that first, because there isn't a job for you until you have made peace with this part of yourself. It's called radical acceptance. It means that we are able to accept a portion of ourselves that we don't love, right? We have all these struggles and we don't like to make nice with it. And so we turn away from it and try to fix everything else in our life. So for you, you're trying to fix your job. You're trying to get your life on track. But we have this sort of shadow aspect of ourselves that's living in a closet. And it's taking a lot of your happiness because it's like the little kid that isn't being fed. And so what I'm going to invite you to do today, with your permission, if you're open to it, is just to have you close your eyes. And I'm going to do what I sort of did for Natalie, which is just a quick energetic healing. And then you can kind of let me know what comes up for you, because I can tell you that your life is abundant when this shadow aspect of yourself becomes a friend and not a foe. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah?
All
okay.
right.
So I'm going to have you close your eyes.
I have my eyes closed.
Perfect. I'm just going to say, even though we don't have a religious belief, that we just want to believe in a higher something there to have
yes.
faith that's going to help us for now.
Yes.
We'll call it a loving energy. And so this loving energy is going to encompass you and wrap you in a warm blanket. And that's what I see being done to you right now. So if you feel tingles in your body, you can let me know. As you sit here, we're just going to say, Vince, you're going to look at the little kid self that maybe has suffered a lot, and we're going to say, you are brave. You are brave. You have done everything that you have ever needed to do to survive, but more importantly, you've poured your heart out and have empathy for others who have also experienced similar struggles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking at the little kid that's in you. So this is the little inner child healing is what I'm saying. And we're just saying you are loved. Only you can tell him that he's loved. Because only you know that he's going to be safe and that he makes it to the age that you are today, right? You have all of the lessons and experiences. And so as we look at him, we're just saying, today I release you of any burden. Today I release you from everything that ever happened in your family home. Today I release you with gratitude because those struggles are what make you, Vince, today so beautiful when you care about other people who have struggled. Because I can tell you now that your job will be directly related to the struggles you've experienced in life. You will be able to sit with others who have struggled like you, and they're going to feel a connection. And it's going to be a fulfilling process for you, which has not occurred in your life yet. That's why these jobs keep falling away.
Okay.
So as we send Vince off and I cover him, he still looks pretty scared. So I'm just going to ask the God Spirit to sort of like guide little Vince for a little bit. We're just going to, it looks like there's a lot of healing that needs to occur. I'm going to ask you to drink water for the next, you know, couple of days, drink a lot of water because there's going to be some clearings that happen to you. When you feel anxiety pop up in your life, we just want you to sit with it, see what images pop into your mind, and then say, I'm good. I don't need those anymore. We don't need you to hold on to any of this. You're done. God's very clear. Like, you've suffered enough. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So to get to your job question really quickly, have you ever thought about a job working with people that you just described as superheroes?
I don't do well with working with the public. All my life I've been in the manufacturing production industry, so I don't have to deal with people per se. I mean, I even have a hard time going. I have to go shopping when the store first opens to avoid people because I just can't deal with people in the crowds and everything.
So what I'm being made to feel is that you need to honor those feelings and not make them a detriment to yourself, because you have those feelings because that's what's going to align you with the job that you're supposed to work with. So I want to ask you, do you feel happy, or do you understand that that's just an aspect of yourself that isn't a detriment? It's actually something that the universe is trying to guide you towards a job that supports your way of being and isn't trying to push you too far out of your comfort zone. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So when I say you're going to work with people who have, like, that are your superheroes, that doesn't mean it has to be a facing job. That doesn't mean you are going to be there coaching.
Okay.
It just means that the industry that you enter into will bring you satisfaction and happiness in a way that it hasn't in the past. Does that make sense? So you may work for an industrial company that has a backing for, you know, people who struggle. I see you aligning with a new industry where the universe is challenging you to sort of say, well, what really makes me happy? Because I can tell right now that the universe is very confused. They don't know what makes you happy.
Right.
And so they're like, we don't know what to bring you. What makes you happy? And I know we want to get to other callers, but we could go into this all over the place. But I would just say that it starts with going, I deserve to be happy, and I know this one thing would make me really happy. Give the universe the opportunity to show up for you. And does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I know it would make me happy, but I'm not in a place where right now it's a very difficult position because – there are certain avenues that are on strike, and the fact that I live in the middle of BF nowhere, where nothing like that goes on. So the next best thing for me to do is be in a comfort zone where I can get a job in the manufacturing production industry.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get into a company called Blue Triton, which makes bottled water, special bottled water, and sparkling water. I've had two interviews in one facility, but I've been applying for other facilities. but I've also been trying to get into a company called Ball Corporation, and I'm trying to get rehired at a company called Regeneron, where they make prescription drugs for people, and all of those companies pay very well, and I'd be set if I could get back in one of those. You know?
Yeah, I'd love to say that I have a complete answer for you, to say this one specific one is going to work out, but all I see energetically is that you're being pushed to make your own internal system work out first, because the first thing that you said to me, or what I heard, is that you had a lot of limitations to the one thing that would make you happy. And then I heard you give me a lot of different companies that could work out for you, but it has to do with financial stability. And so the universe has no judgment. The universe just sees it like, we are here to take care of you, but we don't know what's really going to make you happy. So if it's financial stability and that's the thing that comes up first, then they're trying their hardest to make sure that you have a job where you're financially stable, but they don't want you to feel miserable either. So I think maybe letting go of any sort of pre-notion that this wouldn't work out because will really give you better chances of finding something long-term. Because there, I can tell you that your job is probably not in an industry and not in a place that you would have ever thought was possible. And it's sort of see it sitting in the wings, but it's kind of off in the distance. And so the more that you go, you know what, I'm going to be open to anything. I'm going to be open to what the universe has planned for me. And I trust that something great is going to come along. I would love to talk to you in like 2 or 3 months. And you would just be like, I can't believe this really rare opportunity fell in my lap. But that takes some inner work.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So I'd say maybe start with that. You have great path options in your future, but you're going through sort of a healing, and this is that time. So be kind to your energy. Be kind to yourself. It's gonna work out. I promise. It really is.
Okay. All right. And by the way, that when you had me do the vision about being wrapped in a blanket and everything,
uh-huh.
I saw myself sitting down. It was outside. It was late at night or early in the morning, and I was sitting down like on a crate or something, and my upper body was leaning forward with my hands to my head, thinking, okay, what do I do? What do I do? And then the vision that I got, you won't believe this, is flipped me out, as I saw the Mother Mary behind me, wrapping me in a blanket. And I just turned around and looked at her, and I said, thank you so much.
You are so loved. You are so loved, Ben. Don't forget that. That is beautiful.
That's the feeling that I got. That's the vision that I saw.
You are so loved.
Okay, Vince, we have to move on here. I'm going to try to get Emmy back, obviously,
okay,
because she's such
a
great guest. But all the best to you, and I agree with her. You know, I don't do what she does, but I do other things, and I get nothing but beautiful things for you. But we oftentimes don't love ourselves. Oh,
yeah.
God, I don't like when I do that. I don't like that. You know, just let it go. Try to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see
okay.
Things work out when you least expect it. And doors will open that you didn't even know were there.
You're
so
right.
You have an awesome day, and watch for Emmy to be back on my show. I'm sorry, Emmy, you're going to have to come back with all this shit.
I love it. I love your guests, and I love you. So anytime, I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Vince.
Very much.
Okay, now
bye-bye.
We're going to take our next guest here. Okay, let me go to her, and let me watch our time. Okay. Let's see here if I can connect with this person. It's going to be Stacy. Hi, Stacy. You're live on the air with Emmy. Stacy, you're live on the air. Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, maybe she's not there.
Pardon me?
Nope. Did we miss her?
I guess we did. She's not answering.
Okay.
Oh, she's not there. Okay. I'm going to go to number 3. Hold on. Hi there. You're live on the air with Emmy.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova, California.
Hi.
Okay,
Wendy.
Go ahead and ask Emmy. She's right there for you.
Wonderful. I am 72, and I have two great attorneys, Eddie and Kevin, and they got me approved for my long-term care insurance.
Oh.
And now – about 6 months later, they're going to propose that my long-term care insurance do what's called a buyout. And I was very communicative with my attorneys. I said, I value our professional relationship so highly. And I told them I would not accept it unless it's for a huge amount of money, at least $1.5 million or approaching that. And so they'll probably be doing this maybe today or within the next 5 days or so or week. Will the long-term care insurance company agree to an amount big enough that I will be inclined to agree to the – it's basically kind of a settlement?
Yes and no. So I heard no first, and the reason that – oh, goodness. Yeah, I had a spirit step in front of me because I was reading all this stuff, and he was like, nope, you to get her name. Wendy, can I have your last initial so I can peek at your energy permission?
Sure. The last initial of my last name? I mean, the first initial of my last name?
So, Wendy, what's your last initial?
The first initial starts with a B, like beautiful.
Okay. So, Wendy B. We'll just say that. Wendy B., do you give me permission today to peek at your energy, to address any questions you have about your life path, and to look at any future choices that can benefit you the most? If you agree, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So what I heard first when you're asking these questions is that it's not going to turn out the way that you want it to. It's not going to be large enough for you to say yes. However, universe is saying that the reason that you came on today was because you need creative investment opportunities. So you're going to take the yes, meaning it's not going to be what you wanted, but you're going to invest it in a way that it covers you in the way that you need. Does this make sense?
Well, I think so, because if it's for a huge amount of money, then I would want to buy a house and then save the rest for important things in my life. And I wouldn't have to pay rent anymore. So that would be an extra $2,000 a month.
Right. So interestingly, what I heard is that I can't do this on air because I can't give it financial advice, but I can say that it is not going to be for the exact amount that you want, but there is a creative way for it to make the most for you. So if you do get the amount and you're concerned that it isn't enough, just know that the universe has an answer for you that can bring you the consistent revenue you need through the buyout. And that it isn't – it's basically what the universe is saying is that the path that you've chosen for the money – isn't the path that it's going to end up giving you. So you'll probably still be able to buy a house, but you're going to take a portion of that investment and you're going to make that money work for you in the end. But it's not going to be in the way that you thought. So you probably thought, if I just get this one gigantic chunk of money, it's going to be enough for me to live. Well, it's not, but it is. And the reason, does this make sense? So let's just say it's $1 million and you buy your house for, we'll say six. Just for fun, we're throwing numbers out there. You have $400,000 left over. What you do with that $400,000 is going to be more creative and not something that you had planned initially, but it's going to give you a better return and a long-term, just a long-term income, like revenue, to support you in a way that you haven't been supported yet. So the answer is yes. Yes, it's going to work out for you. No, it's probably not going to be the number that you wanted.
Does that make sense? Will I accept the offer or just continue the way I am?
I would say that you have to search your soul. When it comes to finances, I'm very, very careful. All I can say is yes. Yes, you're going to accept the offer, but under the premise that you have an understanding that there is going to be a creative way for you to make the money work and that you need to be open to letting the universe support you with a different avenue that you plan for yourself. So yes,
that makes sense. And I understand that. And it would have to be professionals that I would truly trust for their guidance.
Yes. So
and
I would invite you to reach out to me afterwards when we're not on air and I can give you a little more information. Because I don't want to.
Very nice, and I may very well do that. And It's wonderful to see both of you ladies, most certainly. So it sounds like you think I am going to buy a house, because when you say invest, to me, it's investing in a house. If I got $1 million, then I would put $500,000 in a house.
You're going
to
be
we don't know what the amount's going to be, so you got to be open to the amount. Because I'm hearing it's going to be better than what you have right now.
Yes. Yes.
Which is
you
don't have a house.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. So be open. You know. I hear this all the time, Emmy, that we set these parameters, and the universe is thinking, well, yeah, but that's not good for you. We have to do something different here. So open those parameters. Have the doors open. Listen to the offers and make good sound judgments. Listen to your attorneys, too. That's what I would say.
Yep. I will. And I hope I've gotten my credit in good shape, and every 5 years I would be getting about $1 million in payments anyway. So I'm going to be okay either way.
Yes.
And I just want to be intelligent.
You are ready. You are set. It's going to be good. So you just want to be smart with what you do end up receiving. And I believe that there's a path. Like, I actually see little dots for you, and I will off air absolutely send over what I'm seeing. So you have relaxation in your future, which is what we all want.
And to reach Emma, you have to go to the ascensioninstitute.com.
Yes. Send me a
That's your
email.
Website. Yes. Okay, or you can email me and I'll connect you how to get
Thank
there.
You.
And that's stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at stars with a Z, psychics.com. You can reach me there.
Oh,
and then
I'll forward
that her web address. And for anybody, if you have any, you know, questions, obviously she's limited on her time and she can't do all of this. So, but I will have her back because you know, we resonate with each other. I mean, I'm like saying, yes, this is it, yes.
We will be in touch forever, I feel it.
I think so.
Well, what I'm resonating with,
when
you said stars with a Z, that has a special meaning for me, and that's very unusual, and I would explain it off the air.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm about to get the registered mark on it. So, yeah, I've had it since probably 1995, STARZ, S-T-A-R-Z. So, yeah. Okay, we have a good day, okay? And let's see if we can get to another couple of callers. And I'm so glad you called and emailed me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. It's been
a
pleasure.
Okay,
so
have a great day.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see, I'm looking here. Let's go to this next one. I have no names by them, so I don't know. Let's go to this one. Okay, let's go to this one. Hi, you're live on the air with Emmy.
Hi, Emmy, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie, how are you?
I'm pretty good, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Finances. I thought perhaps I would be working by now part-time.
Okay.
Or is there an avenue for additional finances to come in? I need to do repairs. And I'm just trying to see if there's going to be increased finances.
Oh, man. Okay. Give me your first name, last initial.
Valerie A.
Uh-huh. A. Okay, Valerie A., do you give me permission today to peek at your life path to see if we can address the questions that you have today for your highest good?
Yes?
Okay.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I am a little sad. I did not hear yes. I heard no. So, you're going through a phase for the next couple months where things are going to get a little tight. So, you may have to put some of your repairs on hold. However, there is financial abundance in your future. I'm just not hearing that it's like closer to the holidays. So November, December, everything will be back to normal in January. So it's going to be kind of tight for a little bit. I wish I had better news. I was bummed. I heard a hard no. So I was like, oh, no. But they said that you are safe, that you're taken care of, that you're going to make it through. The best thing that you can do for your energy and yourself is just to be open and to know that you're taken care of. There is work for you, but it's the best job for your situation. It just doesn't come till a little bit later in the year. Do you have children?
Oh, grown.
Okay, grown children. This holiday is going to be interesting for your family, is what I heard. So I don't know what that means. But finances have always been a struggle for Valerie. Okay, so when it comes to you thought you would be working, what's holding you back from working? I mean, are you still looking for a job, or what's going on?
Well, I had an eye on a particular part-time job.
Okay.
But when I asked the recruiter certain questions, and she was really vague about answering those medical questions.
It wasn't a good job. It wasn't a good job.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been good for you. So I think that you do have some special parameters for what's going to be realistic for you working, and that opportunity isn't available until I keep hearing November. So are you able to kind of make it till November?
Oh, absolutely. Do you see where it would be? Is it close to where I live? What kind of industry?
No industry. It's in a different industry, but the same type of job that you've been doing. So I don't know if you do like admin work or answering phones or something like that, but it was going to be something that gives you the flexibility and the environment where you're not going to feel drained like you have in the past with other jobs.
Oh, that's right on. I have been feeling drained in previous jobs.
Perfect. So the universe hears you. God's source hears you. The divine is with you. And I just see you being supported because they're really taking into consideration your mental health as well as your physical health and well-being. They don't want you to feel stressed, drained, or at your wit's end with this new job. It needs to have something where you feel supported and you're still able to take care of yourself. So I don't know if that wasn't possible in the past. Would you even be open to doing like part-time remote work? Because I see that also being a possibility for you.
Yeah, I'm open to that as well, but I haven't listened to that.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it was, that you would be able to have a little more freedom, that it would cover your bills, but that you would have some breathing room is what they're really looking for. They don't want you to feel trapped or stressed.
Well, do they think my health is that fragile that I...
No, I think that jobs can definitely create angst in us that we don't know about. You know, when we get desperate, we want to take any job that's in front of us. And sometimes the universe is like, you know what? I have a great job for you where you're going to thrive, learn, grow. Ultimately, the universe always wants us to feel happy. We have our needs. And so sometimes we chase our needs over happiness. And I think that there's going to be something great that comes to you from this new job.
Do you see how I would connect to it?
I see friends. That's what I see. I see you having a new friend at this job that's really important in your life. So I don't know if that's something you were even thinking about, but that's what I heard.
A new friend.
A new friend, yeah. Community, friend.
Right. But I was asking, do you see how I would connect to the job?
Because
right now I'm at a blank, yeah.
No, it starts with you being open. And that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm open.
I think.
I've been open. The
Perfect.
Job I was looking at, the part-time job, was a job I did in the past many years back. But I only wanted to do it part-time.
Yeah.
Not full-time and not in a clinic setting versus a hospital. I didn't want to do the hospital thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So it was like billing or something. That's why I asked if remote work was like, if you were open to it, because I keep hearing hybrid job. I don't know. That's really interesting. Hybrid job. Did you work in the medical industry? Because Hybrid job. It's not something that you were really considering, but it meets all of your needs and the unsaid ones that you haven't even considered for yourself. That's,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait until November gets here then.
I know.
That would be great.
Yeah. So exciting. You know, keep your ears open in October.
Okay. And do you also see a relationship coming in for next year? I know it's not going to be this year.
Yes, 100%.
Next year?
Yes, next year. Mid-year
summertime?
Is what I heard.
It's like around summer?
yet, mid-year summer. So I heard like early talking April, May, and then a blossoming in June, July. Things will
and
be in full swing by August.
Okay. And health-wise, am I pretty much in good shape? I think I am.
Well, we really can't do health questions on the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. No, just a,
okay.
No. Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry to even ask.
I mean,
that.
If you're gonna meet something, somebody and be in a relationship, I would say you're gonna be in good health.
I think so too. I was like, you have a lot of happiness in your future.
You're not gonna worry about
years.
It. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Have an awesome day.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Okay, let's see here. We have time. Let me see, and let me put that one on hold. I'm bebopping around here because I don't have names with some of these people, but I'm going to go up to this one. Let me see here.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much.
Hi there. You're live on the air with Emmy.
Hi. Thank you so much, Emmy, and I appreciate you taking my calls. This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. I love that name. Pretty.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was wondering if it'd be possible to answer a question on behalf of my husband.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I can, since you're connected to him, but I need your first name, last initial.
Sure. It is Miranda F.
F as in Frank or S as in Sam?
S as in Sam. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Miranda S., do you give me permission to speak on your husband's behalf to see what's going on with him and to address anything that might be affecting the both of you? If you agree to
correct.
Say yes.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's going on?
My husband, his current job is coming to an end, and he's looking at other possibilities. And one opportunity, there's going to be a first interview tomorrow. It's out of state, and I'm just wondering whether you think this is something worth pursuing, like if he's offered the job, should he take it, or is there something better? It's very important because, you know, it's obviously a stressful situation when you're looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And you want the right fit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before I can say anything else, I heard hard yes. So, but then I saw you living in a different place that kind of stretches you, but there's a lot of happiness in that new move. So this is going to kind of come back to you. And are you in a place to change your life like that if it provides a new happiness? Because I can tell you that where you're going, you would be happy.
I think so, yeah. There's a hesitation because, it would be tough to leave family. So, but I have a feeling it wouldn't be, like, a long-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my sense intuitively.
Okay.
Is that what you see or something else?
So what I see is that the universe is challenging you to say, all right, that they are happy to bring this opportunity for you and another, you know, in the move. But that they're challenging you to open your heart to it differently. It's not that it isn't, it's not that you would be taking it because there's not another great opportunity afterwards, but that you two are going to get the most out of this job and this move and your relationship together with it by understanding that it's a blessing. So yes, it would be, I do see it being a good thing if you guys can take it. It's an adventure in your life that you're meant to take and that there's going to be sort of fun bumps in the road, and it's been a while since you've had a real adventure together is what I heard, and that they're sending him immense blessing because he is really stressed, and they don't want him to be stressed.
Yeah,
Do you have a grandmother figure who has crossed over?
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. She specifically is coming forward. I don't know if it's his grandmother or yours. No, I heard yours. She's very specific, and she has kind of an accent. I don't know what that means, but she has been planned. The two of you need to get away. Your family will be there. It is not necessarily long-term, but that the universe is excited to support you in this move, and that we hope that you can feel your anxiety tempered, which is what I'm sending healing energy for your husband specifically, because he feels a lot of pressure, and the way the universe sees it is that it's really exciting, that there's going to be something amazing about this move, even if it's a little stressful. So in a roundabout way, I think I answered your question, which is yes, the job's great, but the universe is hopeful that if he takes it, it's not because something else better wasn't waiting for him. It's because it's meant to be, and there's an adventure in your future.
Yeah, I think the hiccup would be, like, we currently have a condo. When we tried to sell it over the summer, didn't sell, and that would mean we would have to rent it out because we won't list it again until the spring, which is, you know, a good time to try and sell property.
Right.
So that's the hiccup, you know, like we would have to find a tenant and make sure that our condo is taken care of if we move out of state. So, you know, there is, it's not an easy, straightforward.
It's a big thing. I don't know why this is interesting, is that Spirit's making me feel their excitement, that almost like this process is going to bring different avenues for you guys in the future. So you may find that renting out that property actually suits you. That you're like, wait a minute, this brings us additional revenue. I don't know what this is, but the universe feels excited. So while you probably feel a little uncomfortable and sort of stretched, the way that Spirit makes me feel is that they're like, she has no idea. She has no idea how great this is going to be, because now you guys are going to want to travel and do all these things that you haven't thought about because you've been in this safe space. Does that make sense? So yeah, you are going to have to rent it out, but it does work out for you and it provides additional income that you hadn't had before.
All right.
Are you doing okay?
Our goal was to try and sell, because just being a landlord is a big responsibility, and especially if you're not in the same city, you know, just sort of maintain things and keep an eye on things. It would just bring a whole host of changes, and you know. So it's a little, you know, a little.
It's a
daunting.
Lot. I want to honor that. It's a lot, but you're going to find a good rental company that helps you out. I think. This is a moment.
Maybe the new job will help. Maybe they'll help. I don't know.
Yeah. Be open to all. You never know. Mm-hmm. But I'm sending you happy energy because I know that it's going to be a huge transition for you. I'm glad that your relationship is strong enough that you guys support each other in this kind of move. So
yeah, we try our best.
There's a reason your condo didn't sell. I can tell you that. It wasn't meant to. You weren't going to get what you needed for it. So this is a blessing in disguise.
We were just going to be happy at this point just to break even, you know.
It's
tough.
Sorry.
Thank you for calling. And you have an awesome day, okay? And I'm going to tell a story quickly before we go, Emmy, about what happened to me. And you have to realize things always happen for a reason. My son lived in South Carolina. I was in Michigan. We had a business there that we could not sell. Well, every time we come down here to visit him, I was hysterical on the way home. So I, on the way home, you know, I mean, he would follow us. He wasn't married yet. He would follow us from gas station to gas station until he couldn't see us anymore. So on the way home, I talked out loud and I said, God, this is the deal. This is no joke. I did this. You're either finding a way for us to move here or I'm going to do it myself, and I don't think you want me to do it. So we came home. I was miserable. I went to the business. A couple of days later, a man holds me a card. Now, this is called faith. This is called divine order. You've got to listen up and know that it's going to happen for you.
Yes.
He gave me a card and said, I want to buy your business. Well, I was about floored. I thought, oh, because we couldn't sell it. We tried months and months and months. So then, we made the deal, but then we had our house. So we got on the path for that. My house sold in 5 days before 9/11. Now, if you don't think that wasn't divine order, it was. And I was so grateful. Well, yeah, we were packing when 9/11 happened. It was on the TV. Of course, everybody saw it. And I looked at it, and I thought to myself, wow, how did this all come to be? And then I walked her way back into my office, and I kind of mumbled, you know how it came to be. God had a hand in this. He knew. You have to be with your son to survive, but for your well-being. He was my only child,
for your well-being.
Right? So I'm telling everybody that's has questions or asks questions that it'll happen without you even thinking about it. And there is a man who tells of this story. He said, God knows what we want.
Yes.
He puts it in a box, wraps it up, puts a bow on it, and sends it to us. The only thing is we don't know when we're going to get it. And that's
yep.
how you need to look for these things. And also, sometimes things are going to be a little bit better than you thought. Like, you know, I wanted to move here so badly. I hated Michigan. I mean, I'm a Motown girl. I'm from Detroit. But I hated the winters, and I had to be near my son. I just knew it because it was destroying him and me. Not so much his dad, but me and my son.
Right.
It was awful, just totally
right.
awful.
Right.
Well, I think, you know, the divine is looking down and saying, oh, my God, she's a wreck. What is she going to do if I don't get this emotion for her? Burn the place down or what? Do something drastic? I didn't know what I was going to do. It was just a loud burst that I said because I wanted to be heard, and it worked out. And we moved here on October 31st on Halloween. We got here. It took us 19 hours. It doesn't usually take that long to get here, but we have, you know, a U-Haul to take. But
yep.
it just goes to say that you just don't know. You have to be open.
You just don't know.
And don't
yeah.
put limitations on things, right, Emmy? You can't do that.
No, that's,
I did.
But,
now
you know,
I did.
It's so hard. We get so fixated on what we
yeah,
want,
we do.
And we believe it's the best, and it gives God, universe, whoever, so little room to move in our lives. And they're like, but we have something so much better planned for you. And we're
yeah, just like
so
me with my business. I finally
yes.
gave in, and I said, okay, you lead the way. You just take me where I'm supposed to be. And there's something else that said, if you walk in faith, then God will work for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And so we have 5 minutes left, and I want to thank you. But I want to tell everybody that I didn't get to them that you have a beautiful website. It's called theascensioninstitute.com, and they can go there.
Yes.
You can also contact me, and I will direct you to Emmy. And
yes.
I'm going to have her on again. I mean, we're like good friends now. This is it. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
so
but anyways, I'm just saying, and I have openings, and we'll have her periodically because it's obvious. And, you know, it's not about you doing it for free. It's about helping people. See, because
exactly.
there are people out there that sometimes will call in, and they don't have a lot of money. I know that. You know, I know.
No.
I know. And we want to help them all, okay?
Yeah.
But anyways, the address is StarsCast, STARZ like in zebra, CAST like in Tom, @ you can even send it to Mystic, MYSTIC, Living, LIVING, today.com, and I will get it. Just say, I want to reach Emmy. I listened on the show, whatever, and I'll be happy to direct you. You know, and I'm just so thrilled that this went so fast. I mean, I put 120 minutes here on the show. And
if
they're going to cut me off. Well, no, they won't cut me off yet. I forget. I added minutes to this, so... are you, I want to ask you a question. How come you haven't written any books?
It's in the works. So I'm not saying anything yet. Gail's got it all pitched away, but she's,
Gail
is
wonderful.
Works.
Yeah,
she
she's, yeah. She's really
friend.
A gem. I can't
angel.
Even tell you how many years I've known her, Emmy. Many, many, many years. And I've been blessed with her. She spoils me rotten and I love it, you know, But I do. Now, we might have time for one more question if I can figure out who we didn't talk to already. Let me see if I can do a hit and a miss because I think
you're
some
doing
of them.
That, I was going to say, so anybody that's a listener, if they use the code Mystic Living, just I was going to do today, but we'll just do Mystic Living. They get 20% off their a reading. So that's just something special for anybody I don't get to today.
Okay, you're wonderful. See how sweet you are.
No.
Oh, you are.
You
want to
help
are.
Everyone. You want to just loving energy, you know? So I love that for you. You're just...
Well, I do, and
okay,
that's why I always tell people there's a piece of paper, pluses and minuses. You can bet I have so many pluses there that it's running off the page because I have done this all my life. I worked in a nursing home. I worked in a tennis club where the wealthy played. Oh, I was tough. I was a so-and-so on wheels, man. Don't mess with me. I'll get your money. But anyways, I worked in a nursing home and a beauty shop because I was a hairdresser in Michigan. And, you know, we used to do haircuts for $5. That's unheard of.
$5.
Yeah. And one tennis club I worked in, I made $3.19 an hour. That was minimum wage then. Minimum wage, $3.19 an hour.
It's
so all these people that...
Yeah, that, I mean, that's unheard of. We're right in the beginning. I've seen a lot of changes. Some of the changes on the internet have not been really that great. They're adjusting.
No.
It's going to all be adjusted now. It's not going to all be a mishmash. It's it seems to be straightening out. But I see a lot of stuff there, and I think, now, why didn't you guys think of that? I mean, I have a webmaster, and he always says to me, I don't know why I say anything to you. You already know. And I said, well, but, you know, I learn. I can do bookkeeping, too. I can do so many things. But what I'm doing now is what I really love. I don't make a dime from it, but that's okay. My husband left me okay. I have his retirement and Social Security. I'm not living beyond my means. I'm not a clothes freak. I'm none of that. I just like to do. I like to help.
Aww.
And anybody that's listening or who will listen, because this is recorded and I'll put it out after, you have to understand, sometimes you don't receive what you put out. In other words, if you help somebody with money, you don't necessarily get the money back. But what you might get is really good health, and that's what I've gotten.
Aww.
I'm not even going to tell you how old I am and how I look. But people cannot believe it, and I don't even have to knock on wood, because it's God that's done it for me, because he's watching.
Aww.
He knows. I got to keep her going, man. She's helping so many people. I mean, if she stops, what's going to happen here, right?
Got to keep her.
But
ticket.
I love it. I love it. And I'll take those two little gold coins that are waiting for me, too.
Yes. I was like, we don't want to dismiss those also, because those are there waiting for you as well. You deserve
abundance.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
we all
deserve
abundance.
We'll discuss on the phone, because I'll get your email address from Gail. But anyways,
Perfect. Everybody,
I want to thank all of you for calling in and listening, and I'll have Emmy back. I don't know exactly when. We'll discuss this, and when she has her time, but please go to her site, The Ascension, that's THEASENSION Institute, INSTITUTE.com, and you'll see everything about her there. I mean, she's got her readings there, and maybe soon we'll see her book. Yay! I'd love that.
Yay.
And, you know, you do the book. What Gail will do is she'll send me the PDF, and then I'll have my gal, Jackie, do the review. And then it's another reason. Oh, I don't have to have a reason to have you on my show, but I'll have you on my show again. We'll do this again maybe in five or six weeks or something. We have to.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry. I just love to.
Yeah.
I could spend hours talking to you and having all these people call in, because it's
I
a wonderful
it.
Feeling. It is a wonderful feeling.
Thanks.
You realize we're getting more stars on the side of the page, say, on the right side. See? These are all stars. Anyways, I love you already. And I'm going to end my show. You're going to love how I always end my show. It's every time. And that is to believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. If I ever get my fairy tale written, finished, it'll be in that book someplace, because that's,
I love it.
I'll post that a lot, you know, and go to the site, go to starpsychics.com. There's a lot of good things there. There's downloads. I've got the blog there. We have, the shop. You can click on the Etsy shop. It's in my blog. You'll see the post there. I do readings, but I only do them privately. I don't compete with my readers at all. And I don't do that because some of them have worked for me. There's one lady that's been with me for probably 24 years. Because in my first site, I had readings, and we were doing it there. And I don't compete with them. I just don't. I don't want to be on and take money from them at all. You want to talk to me, contact me. The email address is there. So that's how I roll, Emmy. You know,
you have a very generous heart.
Well, yeah, I do. I do. I mean, only because I'm taken care of financially, good enough for me, and I have great health, and my son is wonderful. He's kind of similar to me, but my granddaughter is the one. That's what I want to talk to you about. She's the one that's really got the talent. She's going to SCAD, which is an art and design school. Oh, this girl is, she made the dean's list the whole year, her first year.
Congrats.
Oh, yeah. And she's another story. But, okay, everybody, have an awesome day. Remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And, Emmy, I will be calling you. I'll email you first. I'll get it from Gail.
Perfect.
And then we'll connect again later on. Have an awesome day, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you're going to be on again, so get ready. You know, what can I tell you?
I'm excited. I'm happy to do
so. Okay, honey. Love you.
We'll talk soon.
Bye, okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.